Now, I know all around the country, people are asking each other, where are you watching the match? There is such a great interest in the Rugby World Cup. The Irish team are playing so well, and despite their victory so far, this match against Scotland in the Stade de France in Paris will be crucial. There is always a farmer, it seems, on the Irish rugby team. And tonight, Tadhg Furlong will be carrying that flag. And down in New Ross, every member of New Ross Rugby Club is bursting with pride. One of their own, playing in a World Cup, impossibly the best Irish team ever. I'm telling you, I'm getting worked up already. And I'm sure David Stoney Burke, who's the ex-president of New Ross Rugby Club, Brendan Roach, the current one, and Owen Furlong, Tadhg's brother, are pretty worked up as well. Good morning, David.
Morning, Brenda. Woohoo!
Oh my God.
What an introduction.
It's not to you now, Davey, so don't get carried away. It's for the team and everything.
Okay.
Can you just tell me right now, what are you feeling?
Well, I'm down here in Fedderton-Sea looking out on the mist. I'm not feeling great, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But I'm hoping that during the day, that the elation will rise, and certainly we're looking forward to tonight's game. All very proud down here of one Mr. Furlong, representing the parish and the club and the province and the country with such distinction. Absolutely elation down here at the moment.
And I have Brendan there as well. And Brendan, you're the current president. Good morning.
Good morning, Brenda. How are you?
B&B, there you go. What are the plans for tonight? I'm trying to get a sense of the excitement and the buzz around the area.
Well, I suppose in the club itself tonight, we have the club will be open tonight for the game, and everybody is welcome, for both club members, non-club members. We'll be showing the game on two big screens. We expect to be the big crowd for the last game. We expect an even bigger crowd tonight, and some of our youth players, everyone else will be there as well. So look, we're really looking forward to it. These are the days you dream of, and it's great to have them. And we're just so lucky to have Tadhg as one of our own. You know, it's just great for everybody. It puts everybody in good humour. So really, really looking forward to tonight.
And I believe Tadhg's commitment to the club, because you mentioned the two television screens, he actually bought one of them. Is that correct? Give me a sense of his connection and roots still with everyone in New Ross.
I suppose with Tadhg, he bought one of the televisions, and that was David, myself, had a conversation with him about 2 years ago when David organised a revamp in COVID of our clubhouse. And he said, what did Tadhg do for us when we're doing the clubhouse up? And we said, Tadhg didn't do anything for us. So he said, Tadhg, what do you want? As Tadhg said, you know, that television you have out in your house, Tadhg, that nice big television, wouldn't that look lovely on the wall here in the clubhouse? I said, how do you know about that? We said, well, we were out with your dad watching a match out there. We said, it'd be nice to have. And he said, how would I get one of those? I tell you, look, you're a man of means, a man of, you know people and that more so than we. So about 2 weeks later, James's dad rang and said, hey, the young fella left a box here for you.
And now, somebody who mightn't kind of, you know, just go, oh, he's amazing, because you know what siblings are like. His brother is there, his older brother. Owen Furlong, a very good morning to you. How are you today?
I'm good, Brenda. Thanks, yourself?
Oh, I'm not too bad. I'm very, how are you feeling? Are you nervous? Are you calm? What's the current state of mind?
I calm out.
Yeah. And do you just think... calm. That because you're so calm, is it a family trait? Is that something that Tadhg will carry as he heads down the tunnel in Stade de France this evening?
I certainly hope so.
Now
He should be grand.
Come here. You both grew up on a farm. Can you tell me about the farm you grew up on? What kind of an impact that made on both of you, and particularly Tadhg with the rugby?
It was a small dairy farm in Campoyle here in Wexford. We were both expected to help out when we were small lads and go out and milk the cows with my father after school and clean out sheds and stuff at the weekend and stuff like that. You know, it was pretty average small dairy farm family bringing up. Like, you know, we didn't get a holiday till we were 12.
And why was that?
Yeah, hands-on with milking and stuff. Yeah. You know, our holiday was go down to my grandmother in Cork for a week in the summer.
And you were lucky to get that.
We were lucky enough, yeah. It was a nice, happy place to be.
And do you think, right, and I know you, did you change from dairy then because... you tell me, actually, Owen. Didn't you change?
We changed from dairy in 2007 now. The reasons why you'll have to ask my father, but we changed anyway. We're just do a bit of dry stock now.
Okay. And do you think that maybe helping out on the farm would kind of help Tadhg as he, you know, leads on that team?
I suppose, listen, trying to block cattle is going to be the same as trying to block the Scottish lads tonight. So... And standing in gaps and not letting them through.
And Owen, listen, my heart bleeds for you because I believe you're just being pestered locally and you're being hounded by your brother. Can you tell us?
Oh, yeah, well, I think on my last count, there was 477 people asked me, was I going to France for the match? And 477 people were told no. And you're kind of starting to see Tadhg everywhere now, even though he's over in France. I walk into my local centre there most mornings before I go to work, and there's a big cardboard cutout of him standing right inside the door. But that's where he is this week. But last week, he was down by the meat counter, and the week before, he was over by the bread and milk. So he's getting around.
It's very hard on you, Owen. My heart bleeds.
I'm sure it does. Yeah.
And listen, David, you have known Tadhg since he was a young man and an underage player. And you have seen his drive, his intensity. Can you tell me some of your kind of memories about watching him playing and when you said, my God, this young man, if he stays injury free,
he can
go all the way?
Mind you now, we've known Tadhg and Owen as young players, but Owen is not doing himself a lot of justice there.
She asked you about Tadhg, David.
So, as we will move on, Owen wasn't too bad either.
Right.
Tadhg, on the other hand, I think all and sundry in Euros knew from a very early age that the markings were on the wall if this guy could just stay injury-free. He had everything. He had the ability, he had skill, he had it in the head. He was just an all-round guy and really could play anywhere. And, you know, like even from underage, from playing under 8 or under 10, he really could have slotted in at under 12 or under 14 without any problem whatsoever. I remember one great day he was playing number 8 and he was playing under 14. And the poor unfortunate scrum half on the other side decided to pick the ball and run at Tadhg. Now, instead of catching the ball, Tadhg just caught your man and the ball and took off down the field. Well, my God, you want to see it. But I mean, it started at an earlier age. And I mean, the fact that it's no secret that his tackling skills and his handling skills were developed on the farm where the young calves came in. And should I put in a caveat here, no animal or no human was injured during what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Please don't get me in trouble. Actually, no, Brenda, you're in enough trouble as it is now already. But anyway, he used to tackle the calves when they'd be about maybe 5 or 6 days old. The father, go on, Tadhg, get in there. That's when Tadhg get in, and that's where he gets his tackling from. So... No calf was injured, but what a lovely, like, I mean, a grounded fellow. What a credit, we'll say, to the parents, to the surrounding family, and even to the club inside. I mean, we wouldn't let him have a big head anyway. You know what I mean? He'd be just coming inside.
I'm just thinking Owen is sitting there and he's a bucket beside him. Am I correct, Owen?
Huh?
I said, you're listening to all this praise for Tadhg. You have a bucket beside you. You're probably going
for God's. He had his chance and he asked me to move on. What else can I do for him?
Brendan, just very briefly, the club, New Ross Rugby Club. Tell me about the surrounding area. And it's a small club, really, isn't it?
We're a small club, New Ross, but it says New Ross Rugby Club, but it's really New Ross District. Like we are, you know, I suppose, unlike, you know, maybe Jay and soccer and that, we only have four rugby clubs in the county. So we're lucky that in New Ross we draw from South Kilkenny, and we draw all the way from New Ross down to Hook Head. So we have Campyle and Ramsgrange and Feddert, and on the other side we have Adamstown, we have South Kilkenny, Greignamana. So we draw from a big area. So it's very much a community based club. We've 24 teams at the moment. So we've over 300 kids from six up to 18 playing with us. So it's, you know, it we're serving more than just, you know, it says New Ross, but it's really New Ross District.
All right. Well, look, we're coming towards the end of the programme. The day of preparation ahead of the match just begins for everybody. Can you just give me, can I go around and get a very quick score, how you think Ireland are going to do against Scotland? Can I go to you, David? What do you think? What are we going to win by? Sorry.
That's a great one. We're definitely going to win. I just think the calibre of this team, the steeliness is there that hadn't been there before, because heretofore what would happen was we'd maybe play South Africa or play New Zealand.
How much are we going to win by? Sorry, I'm rushing
points,
you here.
Nine points.
And what about you, Brendan? What about you, Brendan?
I think 10 to 12 points, I think.
10 to 12. And Owen, are you proud at this moment?
10 to 12, yeah.
10 to 12.
I think the score, I think 22-10 will be the score.
Very good. We'll check in with you after. One very quick question. Are you proud of your brother as he's going
extremely
to stand out?
We all are. Extremely. All of us are proud of him down here.
All right. Well, look, it's great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of the day.